Maybe it's in the box. David, I'm going to wait till your straw comes back, so I don't know if you want to start it now.
Or let's start it.
It's easier for you. What's that?
Has to be some noise, otherwise it goes off.
So just in terms of the schedule, so I hope today we're going to wrap up Kuf Gimel and do Kuf Dalet. I hope we'll be able to do all of Kuf Dalet in Mitzvah Hashem today. And next time on Thursday to do a little bit more practical issues of Nosin Tam Lufkam. Kuf Dalet is a little bit more theoretical of Nosin Tam Lufkam by Achkor. And after that, Shkach Yisrael. And then after that, the Siyata Mishmaya to begin Kavush. So, in terms of practical issues, we never discussed dishwashers and soap, so we'll try to do that. And then Bezer Hashem do Kavush. I think after that, we could begin Chazara. I think so. Unless there are other things that people have about Kosher, we do. Okay, so b'siyata d'shmaya, what we have left in Simon Kuf Gimel with the halachas of Nosein Tam Lufkam when it comes to a kli. So here we have a Ramah. The Ramah in Simon Kuf Gimel Sif Beis tells us an amazing halacha. Amazing, I say, because I think a lot of people who have done a cursory learning of his Hisr Heter might make an error halacha l'maisa how to paskin. What happens if you have a food item that is tam pogum, it's already pogum, and therefore b'di'evet mutar tiv, it's sitting in a k'deira. So what's the status of that k'deira? So the Ramah says as follows, Kuf Gimel Beis, Yeshom, afal gavdo iser no sentam lufkam v'maichol mutar, even though we say no sentam lufkam and the maichol is mutar, but nevertheless, the pot is going to be usher. Vim bishlo ba achar kach toch meis leis tashil. Sha iser rishon nosein bo tam l'shevach. And so if you use this kedera, so let's call this kedera A. It has a meichel. Meichel A was tam pogum. If you have that kedera that has a tam pogum and it was something was cooked inside of it, the Michael A, then if you use Kedera A to cook something else, even if now the tam that it gives into Michael B is a tam shevach, we learned in the end of Sif Beis that you need the Dovra Pogem to be Pogem from the, if it's Pogem ubesof mashpiach, it's still going to be Aser. So therefore, even though the halacha is that it's considered a no sein tam lufkam, nevertheless, nesar atavshel hasheni, the second tavshel is going to be yasser, in loa yeshishim neged ha'isar arishon. So this is the Ramaz halacha. The Ramaz halacha is that if you have an item that's no sein tam lufkam, nevertheless, the kedera is going to be yasser. Now that, I think, is a chidush to many people. Why is it a chidush to many people? Most people think, the case was, it was no sein tam lufkam, so then, of course, the kedera is going to be mutter. So that's wrong. La halacha, that's incorrect. And you have to keep in mind, lamaisa, if someone comes and asks you a shayla on a food item, that, for whatever reason, was no sein tam lufkam, the kedera that's holding that food item usually is not going to give off tam pogum. If it's not going to give off tam pogum, so then in such a case, that kedera will aser everything else, even though the Michael A was pogum. I think that's a big chiddush for a lot of people. The one heter that I found is a fascinating approach from the Badei HaShulchan in Sif Katan Chav Ches, in our simon, it's in your booklet, where the Badei HaShulchan has a diuk in a gruff. I'm not going to share with you the diuk in the gruff. For the ambitious amongst you, I would like you to look at the gruff yourself and tell me what you think. We're going to learn it up as a Badei HaShulchan. His heter is going to be based on a gruff. And his chumrah that we're going to see is going to be based on an iser v'heter, and that might be the source of halacha. Yes.
To clarify, they're almost limited to if the tam coming from the pot somehow becomes shva for that new item. Not that if like.
What happens if you can't assess whether what's coming out, which is all the time today. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is you have a Michael A is pogum. You put it into kedera A. Are you allowed to use kedera A?
But then it wouldn't be measured by if food B that then would be cooked in kedera in the kedera. So
tell me what happens today. What happens today? Not 99% of the time. I think 100% of the time. Is it pogum?
Well, if whatever most of the time you wouldn't have a case of pogum with so shvach. That's usually those are rare cases.
Nachon.
So in most cases, the second food is also going to be pogum by that original food, in which case it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, but that's not just what happens with pots nowadays. What happens with pots nowadays is the odds that whatever was pogum in the first pot is going to be coming out into the second food is I think, less than 1% of the time.
So then it would be totally fine.
No. Isn't that No, that the vord is that it's going to, that the vord is that the kedera is now aser.
Isn't there
because pogum selfish biach is going to be aser.
Right, but it's only if
we'll continue afterwards.
In that second food.
I'll explain to you.
It has to be mashbiach in the second food. If it's not mashbiach,
what if it does nothing?
We would look at the original food item. If the original food item would have gone in,
I don't think so. I don't think so. We'll continue. We'll continue in the base matters b'simcha, but I think most of the time the halacha would be that it's going to be that the kedera is going to be asur. So if you take a look, the Badei HaShulchan's mechalek between two different instances. The Badei HaShulchan is mechalek between two different types of tam pogum. Are we talking about that Michael A in the kedera is an isur that is pogum that is mixed with another food? In other words, the Isur is Pogum? Or are we talking about where the Isur is not Pogum, but the other ingredients are Pogain the Isur? Again, are we talking about a case where the Isur is Pogum, and there is a Taruvas in the Kedera, and the Taruvas is Pogum from an Isur Pogain? Or are we talking about an instance where the Isur is not Pogum, but there is something else in the Taruvos that was pogim the Yisr. The Badei HaShulchan says the halacha might depend on that issue of whether the kedera is going to be asur or mutar. Let's take a look inside. Says the Badei HaShulchan, the yeshinir mi divrehem, first wide line, page Rei Zayin in Hilchos Taruvos. The yeshinir mi divrehem she isus an em arak the kagon. Sha'isur atzmo haya mutam umeshtibach, ela shepogam b'mashin esbashel imov. Ubaze osur leshtamish od b'kedera zu. If you have a case where the isur was okay, and there was a davar, a pogame that was an ingredient that was added to the isur, so then in such a case, then afilu vashel bo od pami osamin machel she'isus a pogame. Oshar mine machol shisa the pogim bo vatam mishum dechashinon shem yitav yishdamish bolse kedera b'maychol shel iser nosim bo tam l'shvach. He says the gzeira is that we're afraid that next time you're going to cook the iser not with a pogim, but you're going to cook it with good food. If that's so, says the Badei HaShulchan, the only time we make the gzeira is where the iser is okay. But there was something that was pogame into the Isser, and then in such an instance, we have a gzeira that we're afraid that next time you're going to come to cook the food with the dvar Isser, with something that's mashpia. So as a gzeira, we say that the pot is Isser. That's one pshat. Adol, bimikresh Isser atzma ha yepogim. But if the Isser itself was pogum, so the only time we're going to have this gzeira is where the Isser itself wasn't pogim. He claims that this is the sheet of the Gra. Amnam yesh chalkim, but he says there are others who disagree. Yesh chalkim also. V'sovrim, she'af b'kagon zeh nesrak dera. Even in a case of where the Isser was pogim, it's also problematic. Why? Because it's a chakira, and what is the gzeira over here on the kedera that's pogum? What's the reason that's aser? Is it, as we mentioned above, that we're afraid that next time you're going to come to cook this food, the iser, with a davar shevach? So then in such a case, if it's itself pogum, then you don't make the gzeira. Or, mishum de gazrinam be kedera shebole iser shenosen tam lefkam sheva yavol ishtam ishkam be kedera shebole iser shenosen tam lishvach. No, it's a gzera on the kli. The gzera is if we're going to allow you to use kalim that have a davar apogim, you're going to come to use kalim that have a davar lisheva. If that's so in all cases you make the gzera. So let's fresh out the badei shulchan lemaisa. So then, what will come out, according to the Badei Shulchan, is that there is room to argue that if you have an Isser that is pogum in a kli, let's say you had a keli of a goy, and there was some residue from the keli of the goy, and for whatever reason it had not been cleaned out properly, but that residue was a davar apogim. So then in such a case, then according to one shita, the kedera is going to be mutter. While according to the other shita, the kedera is going to be aser. But this is the furthest I was able to find a heter in this halacha, and I think in many instances, people forget that they need to ask to assess that even though, it's counterintuitive, even though the meichel is mutter, because it was davar apogim b'di'evet, nevertheless, the kedera is going to be usher, either a gzera because you're going to come next time to cook the iser with the davar shevach, or we always have a gzera on a kli, that even if the meichel is mutter, we're afraid that if you're going to be matter people to use kalim with the davar apogim, you're going to come to use it with a davar hashevach as well. Yes, yes, sir.
I understand. Why is the first very question in the words of the Ramah?
You think it's mukhrach in the Ramah? Yeah, go ahead, explain.
The Isser HaRishon, the first Isser that you originally cooked, is going to be Nosen Tam L'Shvach in Tavshel. That's exactly not a zero that you're going to use a different cleat.
But the Baal HaRishon is saying, even if it's not Pogim, according to the Ramah, if the Tam is not Pogim in the second, is the Shabbat in the second, then it's also. But if it was Pogim in the second one also, it would be Mutar. According to the Baal HaRishon, even if it's pogim in the second one.
I know, I'm just saying in the words.
The words, in other words,
it seems
the Ramah's case, she'isser rishon nosen bo tam l'sheva. Right. So I think you're getting involved, Gufa, with what I said I didn't want to get involved with, and that is if you take a look at Ayin Gimel and Ayin Dalet, what is the mashmos of the Gra, and what is the mashmos of the Isser Leheter? And the Gra doesn't seem to be saying it exactly that way. And the Makar of the Ramah is Isser Veheter. So I think you're being mechaven to Gufa what those footnotes in the Badei Shulchan. You have to do the Gra well, and there's only a certain amount that we could do the Basachas.
In general, the Ramah is understood like the second way?
The Badei Shulchan says there are 2 days, and by the way, I also found that in a very different style sefer, the Darkei Tshuva, if you want to look it up, Darkei Tshuva is a very important sefer of Psak in Hungary. So he also is choker in the Tamid the Isser Heter or different Tamim. So take a look over there. I asked Rav Nemenzal what comes out la halacha, and he did not want to be machriya. And Badei HaShulchan just concludes, he's machmir in both instances, but in Echanami Yesha Malafalta, from the Mashmos of the Ramah, take a look at the Gra, and the original source in the Isser Beheter. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the other part of the Ramah, is that the Ramah says as follows. The Ramah then adds another halacha. The Ramah says, V'im bishlo ba'achar tachtok meisleis tachshuriz, that we read, Abba, im niyaro hatavshul arishon bekaf. If somebody mixes a tavshul with a spoon, v'tachvo achakach hatavshul hakaf, l'tavshul hasheni, shu gam kein pogim. What happens if you mix a spoon in food that's pogim? And then you transfer that into another food item, then lo nesra k'dera, then the k'dera is not aser. Now the reason for that, the nosei kelim over here explain, is because you have nosei tam lefkam with a not bar not. You have at least, emphasis on at least, two nesinas tam. The taz in sifkaton vav asks, that's a triple nesinas tam. Why did you need the case of a second tafshul, even if you had one tafshul going into the k'dera, would be enough to be considered two nosein tams. And the Nekudas HaKesef answers that this is based on the idea that bishul is not considered a separate nesinas tam, according to the Ramah. All of what I just said could be found in the Badei HaShulchan as well, in Sif Katan Lamed Ches. I am not so interested right now in going back to all the cheshbonos of Nat Bar Nat, but the bottom line is, if you add not bar not, or no sin tam, or no sin tam lufkam, so then even the k'deira is going to be mutter. Okay, so this is tam v'nishlam. We finished the halachos of not bar not, nesinas tam lufkam in regards to kli, and then we have simin kuf dalid, which is based on the sugya in Avodah Zarah of achbor. These are unique halachos in regards to achbor. Most of them are not lamaisa, but at the end of the day, it is important in terms of rounding out the sugya of no same time of kam. So let's see after the shmaya give it a whirl. Do you mind just closing the door? Thank you. So the mechaber in kuf dalid aleph quotes the gemara that you have in your booklet. We're going to see the gemara already through the eyes of the shulchan aruch. The case of an achbar that falls into a vat. The gemara suggests that in general, an achbar gives off negative tam, but for some reason, when it comes to sheicher and chometz, it could be that it doesn't. Sezok teheilig and mechaber, achbar de dabra, if you have a mouse that's not a city mouse, a countryside mouse, nosin tam l'shvach, sharei ola al shulchan alochem. Aval achbar de masa, but if it's a mouse of the city, I could attest at least that the mice of the Upper West Side and Washington Heights definitely qualify as no sin tam lefkam. But here, misach galon, im mashpiach b'sheikha v'chometz, if it's mashpiach with the sheikha and the chometz, im upogem, v'lefichach im nafal l'sheikha v'chometz v'tzonim, v'sir rishalim, im lo shabasoch ha'meis leis mutter, aval im hayu roseach, v'alfil tzonim, shabasoch ha'meis leis, bein shesir rishalim, bein shenechtach, v'chatichas dakos, v'yachol asanano, m'misanenes, bein shaloi shaman v'sof l'klum, bein shenimuach v'sof l'gamri, v'nask l'kul ha'mashke, v'lo nishtar menu shum, ma'mashos, niter, al yidei sheif shishim heter, keneged ha'achbar. So the first rule that we have over here in the Mechaber is that when we are mesupak in regards to this achbar, whether it's no same tam lish shvach or not, so then in such a case, you need to be mishayer shishim keneged the achbar. The Mechaber though concludes, vim nechtach, and this is what we're going to focus on in terms of the iyun, just the mysterious psak over here, the Mechaber, vim nechtach lechatichas dakos, vuhu v'inyin she'en yochol asano, but what if the achbar has already been cut up into pieces? Kigon she'nisar v'ashechor achomitz m'maychal av, what if the food is thick, and you can't really sift out the achbar? Also, the ain shum bitul. It's also there's no bitul. The chashin and shem yifka v'mamoshu shalisa v'lo yirish. Because we're afraid that you're, even though you have shishim keneged the achbar, we're afraid that you're going to end up eating from the achbar itself. So therefore, even though the achbar seems not to have been discussed as discussing it as it is today, once upon a time, therefore the halacha is going to be that bittul is not going to apply. Of course, the very basic question is, why? Why is it that when it comes to this achbar, even if you have shishin, we're afraid, what were the Mechaber's words? Shema yifka b'mamasho shel iser. We're afraid that you're going to bump into the mamash of iser v'lo yargish. Who cares? Isn't there bittul b'shishin? So here there are two approaches. The one approach is the Ramah. The Ramah constricts the rule of the psak of the tour. This comes from the tour. Obviously, it's a tour's way of reading the Gemara. The Ramah constricts the tour. And the Ramah comments, we're going to read the Ramah and give the Ramah's approach to this basic question of why there isn't bittul. Says the Ramah, V'dafke v'sheretz yesh lachush, im nishar sham, shelo yuchal la'otzio. Avushar yisur mein lachush. So the Ramah has an interesting approach. And we've made reference to the Ramah's approach, because really, conceptually, the Ramah is a chiddush in Simin Kuf Aleph. In regards to burial. The Ramah says as follows, the Ramah says that this halacha is a halacha in burial, in sheretz, and that halacha is that even if the burial or the sheretz is cut up, nevertheless we know in Hilchos Tuma V'Tahara, and we made reference to this Ramah conceptually, when we did introduce burial, he says that for Tuma V'Tahara, the shiur of Tuma V'Tahara is Adasha. And Adasha is the size of a small bean, and therefore, even though the Achbar